This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly excursion into food, family, and the farm. The connection is obvious. Hopefully it is anyway. If it's not, and this is the first time you're listening to this program, my name is Doug Steffen, a broadcaster of some note, if I do say so myself. It doesn't sound too humbling, but I've been around for a long time, and I've spent my life as a broadcaster, and I also have spent my life on the farm. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, kind of a unique place for one to be. I'm a conventional broadcaster, not like some of the guys that do the farm shows, but I do choose to do a weekly farm show because I think it's important for us to make the connection between the farm and your family. The locavores that use our product are certainly listeners. This has become a very popular program, thankfully, around the country because there's a lot of good information and there are a lot of services that we offer that hopefully are helpful to farmers. The mainstay of this idea is to have me come up with a lot of ideas from successful people who have been on the farm to have you feel like there's a future, there's a hope for you. A lot of the family farmers have in the last few years thrown up their hands and said, I guess I can't make it, I'm going to sell out. But I'm suggesting to you maybe that's not a sound way of thinking it. The current time, many people, the produce guys, the dairy guys, are enjoying a resurgence of interest in what goes on their farm by the people who use the product. This summer has been a very good year around most of the country because of what happened earlier in the year when people went to the grocery store and they didn't find any food. And they said, wait a minute, where's the food? So industrial and industrious and forward-thinking people said, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's move ahead and go back to the farm. Yes, and that's what's happened. So congratulations to the many farmers who have done well, continuing to up the interest that people have. A lot of people are asking me about the weather and the impact the weather is having on farming this summer. As we all know, it's been very dry in many areas. There's a heat wave. I'm in the west this week, and all up and down the California coast and up into the northwest, there's been a heat wave. There are some thunderstorms that seem to mitigate, but you know, we think of Los Angeles and Southern California as kind of a desert, and that's fine. But when you go up into Central California, some beautiful farmlands, but they have been affected by the sweltering heat, critical. And, of course, the fire that's in that area is not going to do anybody any favors either. And then there's a hurricane moving up the Baja coast that will affect Southern California and pretty much all of the West Coast during the course of this next week or so. So one wonders, that begs the question as to how the weather in, as I'm sort of focusing on the West Coast, because that's where I am, but looking across the country to what happened, that huge storm that went into the Midwest and ruined millions of acres of corn in Iowa and some of the other mid-central states, that's going to affect the price of corn and other products this year. And then you move eastward from that, and there's been a lot of, in New York State, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, some of our very important farming states, Virginia, and up into New England, very dry. So that's going to affect there's not going to be actually a bumper crop in the Northeast of anything. Now, there are two ways. There's a separation of information here. The people that are producing a lot of feed or a lot of food for large retailers or large sources, that's one element here. But we're also focused, as I said earlier, on what goes on the family farm to the point where, you know, what are we raising and how is the squash crop this year and how are the pumpkins going to be? And, you know, the corn, the family farmer in my neck of the woods, there are two of them who grow produce. One's organic and one's conventional, and the corn has been very good this year. As a matter of fact, most of the veggies have been very good because we had a pretty moist spring, but in the last couple of 3 weeks, everything's just dried out. I do a lot of haying, and the hay fields are just absolutely dried right out. If you haven't gotten your first crop in yet, hopefully I'm trying to get mine done so I can go back out and get the second crop in before it wilts. And that's what will happen unless we get some rain. So Mother Nature, not necessarily our friend this year, but then every year, when you get right down to brass tacks, every year is a challenge. Every year there's some kind of weather someplace. When's the last time you can remember the weather being ideal? I know every spring I think to myself, won't it be great if we have just enough rain in April so that the hay gets started growing, we can get the corn in the ground, and everything will get a good start. And this year that actually happened, and then it dries off enough by the end of May, 1st of June, so you can actually get in the fields to get haying done, or you can get as much stuff in the ground. In New England, most of the stuff has to be planted by the 4th of July in order to have, so you have from the 1st of May till the 4th of July to spread out the crops, no matter what it is. Most farmers, especially when it comes to things like corn, they'll plant enough that the field will last for a week or 10 days, and then they got to have another crop. And so this year, that's been stifled somewhat because whatever got planted around the 4th of July is kind of stunted at the moment. But, you know, if you're in the business of making the most out of what you have, I'm sure you've figured out some way to extend, if you will, or pull more out of the crops that you've got there. Maybe you irrigate. A lot of people now have come this year, I understand, more, at least in my neck of the woods, more irrigation systems have been sold and set up than at any point in the last 10-15 years. So that's a good thing. It says two things: that people are preparing and they want to make sure they have enough to sell to their customers, and that they have enough money to buy the systems in the first place. And there are a lot of government programs that help in that regard. So anyway, it may be for those of you who are trying to save certain crops, you may be able to do that. But in some other instances, you're not going to be able to. Because if there isn't enough moisture there in the beginning, the crops will never really mature. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, having a good thought for all those of you who are trying to live through this sweltering heat. The American Family Farmer will focus on Dr. Rachel Winfrey in a moment, professor in the Department of Ecology at Rutgers University. She's developing an ecological answer to some of the questions as to what grows and why it grows and how it grows. So we're going to help you out in that department in just a matter of moments. I want to help you out right now. Those of you who have decided that you're overweight and you want to address that problem, Calitrin is the way to do it. By far the best, the most successful weight loss formula that's natural. Maybe the only one in existence around the world, actually. Has no stimulants in it, no drugs. Its main ingredient is collagen protein, which you can utilize for all kinds of things. Your body, until you're in your 20s, makes its own collagen, and then it stops for whatever the reason. That's when you begin to put weight on. So if you want to supplement with a collagen protein that has lots of other things attached to it, then Calitrin is the answer. So many people are just so healthy. Just, you see people sitting around with these big guts eating hamburgers and french fries and stuff like that. If that's you, then perhaps it's time for you to change your evil ways. I know you like the hamburgers, I know you like the french fries, but you also like living, and so it's not a good thing to have all that weight around your middle. Lose the weight. It's the safe way of doing it with Calitrin. Absolutely no question about that. Go to their website, which is toploss.com, and see some success stories, the before and after pages. Lots of information about why you should choose Calitrin. It's made in the USA, by the way, FDA approved. This thing's been tested over and over and over again for quality and purity. It's the perfect supplement for all of the family, the men, the women, mothers and fathers, youngsters, teenagers who need to lose weight. It's been something that people have gone to for 20-plus years. So go to it yourself. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay for any shipping. Buy three, get three free. I believe this is a six-month program for you to get the weight off and then keep it off. Train your body with toploss.com. Become a success story. Go to toploss.com. Buy the product, and you can buy three and get three free. You can buy 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, and get an equal number of free. So I think it's something you get on and you just stay on it, frankly. It'll keep your body humming, and that's what you want. The weight loss formula with no stimulants, no drugs. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Doug Steffen back here on this week's American Family Farmer Show with Dr. Rachel Winfrey, who's a professor in the Department of Ecology, Evolution, and Natural Resources at Rutgers. That's a great title, Dr. Winfrey. My daughter is a professor at UCLA, and she has this handle under her name. She's a whatever the lecturing position that she has, and she's also in charge of the writing program for undergraduate and another program for the graduate school, and so that's all there. For everybody to see. So I'm sure, if nothing else, your father's very proud of all of these things that you are doing. What are you doing, though? Tell us what is this all about? What do you do?
Well, broadly speaking, I'm a pollination ecologist, and I was trained as a ecologist, a PhD from Princeton University, and then I came to Rutgers and have been a professor there for about 12 years, and my lab focuses on pollinators, primarily bees, and pollination, and we work with both crop plants and with wild plant species.
All right. So that's a great place to start, crops and bees. There are lots of people who have come up with a lot of research that follows the bees and suggests that we have a real problem in having and being able to maintain the bee population, having it expand. We need it, obviously, for our food. Do you want to explain to the layman, first of all, Dr. Winfrey, what it is, in the simplest of terms, that the bees do to help the food supply, the food chain?
Bees are the most important pollinators, and what pollinators do is they move the pollen, which is the male gamete of a plant, to the stigma, which is the female gamete of the plant. And crop plants, about 75% of the leading global crop plants, require animal pollinators to do that. In other words, they are not pollinated by wind. Of course, some big crop plants are pollinated by wind, corn, wheat, rice are wind pollinated. But many of the rest need these animals, need bees.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be instructive to also talk about, I understand that the wind is a pollinator, but are there other pollinators that are, I don't think there's anything as successful as bees. It's amazing how Mother Nature works, or how the universe works, and I think that the more time we spend thinking about how things grow, it opens our eyes and our mind to how really, how intriguing the food supply, the food chain is. So we continue with that in our mind. Dr. Winfrey's website is winfreylab.com. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Moving along now, Doug Steffen with Dr. Rachel Winfrey. Here it's Winfree. A bit of a different. How many people ask you if you're Oprah's sister?
A lot, actually. No, I we're not related, but if I were, I'd be the poor relation for sure.
Yeah, right. All right, so Dr. Winfrey is here to talk with us on the American Family Farmer about the importance of bees and other pollinators. Well, I don't know that you want to talk. All right, well, let's dig into that a little bit, Dr. Winfrey, so that this program is listened to by family farmers, by people who would be described as locavores by some, the folks that like to support the family farm. It's a food family farm connection that we establish here. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, are not taught anymore in school how unless you're in this as a specialty, how things grow. So you mentioned bees. I think most people know they are pollinators, and you talk about the wind and stuff and how that affects corn and rice and that sort of thing. But what other pollinators are there that you may be studying in your plant pollinator networks?
Right. Well, it depends very much where you are in the world, what the answer to that question is. In tropical areas, there's some birds that are really important and bats that are really important. And there are a few in the temperate zone like the U.S., but in general, the birds and bats, the vertebrates are more important in tropical areas. Here, though, in the U.S., there are actually quite a few flies that are important. So there are only a few groups of flies that are important pollinators, including important crop pollinators. But they can be, when I go out and collect data, New Jersey, depending on the time of year, because the flies are more important in the early spring, but they can be up to about 20%, and the rest being bees, pretty much.
So you probably don't like the fact that guys like me that have dairy farms get wasps, and we put the wasps on the outside in the manure areas so that they can eat the fly larvae, and we don't have as many flies on the farm as might be normally the case. Now, that's not helpful.
Well, no, that's a good point. You know, that I'm fine with that. So the wasps, the parasitic wasps, tend to be very specific about which flies they parasitize. And the kinds of flies that are pests on dairy farms are not the same flies that would be pollinating your crops. So you're probably good with that, actually.
Okay. Want to know what I'm saying?
There are a lot of flies.
And you know what else is it? What else is important to identify, although I think most farmers know this, for the average person, a fly is a fly is a fly is a fly. But if you know there are so many different kinds of flies, in fact, Mother Nature has created all the big flies, the little flies. So do you want to, are there these flies you're talking about that are pollinators are different than horse flies or, you know, the average household fly nuisance, right?
Absolutely, because they eat nectar and pollen. They don't, for example, suck blood or eat manure, right? Like those are different specialties from a fly's point of view. So they're very different flies. Yeah, a lot of them are bee mimics, actually, which is sort of interesting. They look
A lot of them are what?
A lot of the flies that pollinate flowers are bee mimics, so they look like they look a bit like bees. People may not be aware that they're actually flies.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, there's a lot. The reason, this is sort of selfish for me to admit, but one of the reasons that I love having a lot of the people that are on this program on the program is because I learn a lot. I think we all are here to learn, and there are people like you who are here to teach. So not only do you teach in Rutgers or at Rutgers, but, you know, in terms of the face that people need to understand more and more about the crops and how they're grown and understanding the food system, because kids have gotten so far and families so far away from the farm, they don't understand this stuff. So we continue in a focus on pollination. This week's guest is Dr. Rachel Winfrey here on the American Family Farmer.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft could unravel after a court ruling regarding some of the evidence in the case. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The 4th District Court of Appeals in West Palm Beach says police violated Kraft's rights and the rights of several other suspects who were secretly videotaped at a day spa in early 2019. The decision bars the use at trial of the video purportedly showing Kraft and other men paying for and engaging in prostitution at the now-closed Jupiter business. The court ruled Kraft's rights were violated under the 4th Amendment to the Constitution, which protects against unreasonable search and seizure. Prosecutors had appealed a similar ruling from a lower court judge. It's unknown whether the case will be heading to the Florida Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the UN should reimpose sanctions against Iran, claiming the country is not complying with the 2015 nuclear deal.
It's a snapback, not uncommon. 2 years ago, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which was a product of the Obama Biden foreign policy failure. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash.
The president also saying Iran will never have a nuclear weapon as long as he is president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that hard.
Dr. Rachel Winfrey back with me again. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer, a program that is aimed at helping people on the farm understand what may be a better way for you to grow things, suggestions from successful folks. And this is a way for all of us to understand how to be more successful. The thing is, Dr. Winfrey, we know there's a problem with bees and other pollinators. So what we need from you, at least in part, is to understand we get the limit, but how do we bring back the bees? How do we, you know, the decline here certainly has threatened our crops, and so you are responsible for this study that highlights the risk. And then once we understand that there, we know there's a risk, so what do we do about fixing the problem? That's going to be the bottom line for a lot of people.
Sure, absolutely. So what our study found that was new that people didn't know before is that quite a few crops, 5 out of the 7 crops that we studied, are what's called pollination limited. In other words, the yield in those crop fields would have been higher if the farmers had more bees in their field. Right. And that's a really important thing to know because it kind of focuses people's mind. I mean, there are many things that could limit your crop yield, right? I mean, you could not use enough pest control. You could not water enough. You could not fertilize enough. But actually, pollination was limiting. So that really, you know, puts the focus on of all the things one could be doing to try to improve your yield and improve your farm. Actually, pollinators are really important for a lot of these crops.
I don't know that you said there were seven crops you were studying. I'm not sure that you enumerated all of the crops when we get started. What does that list of seven include?
Sure. So first, this was a nationwide study. It was a collaboration among over 20 universities. It was funded by USDA. So we studied these crops in multiple states. Each crop was in multiple states, and the crops were pumpkin, watermelon, tart cherry, sweet cherry, apple, blueberry, and almond.
So, my favorites, apples, cherries, and blueberries.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know.
Yeah.
So, and you know, think about what we do on our farm. People come and pick the raspberries and the blueberries and the blackberries. They can see the bees humming around. This is sort of an aside, but it's sort of enlightening because most people, when they're buying the stuff and they're not on the farm, they go to the grocery store and they see a couple of labels from a couple of sources, huge, huge, huge growers of berries in our country, most of them here in California. How do they have bees that are there of service to them, or is there another way that commercially grown things like this in these hothouses and in the greenhouses can be pollinated without having to have a bunch of bees around?
Right. Well, of course, the extent to which a crop plant depends on pollination depends on the crop plant. So berries are dependent on pollination. You know, there aren't, as far as I'm aware, varieties that, you know, can go without pollination. People certainly put bees in hothouses if they're growing them that way. But, you know, the options are basically, you can use honeybees, which you generally pay for, or you can use the native wild bee species, which are really abundant in a lot of parts of the country. And, of course, farmers don't always know that the wild pollinators are there. You know, they some of them are really small. You know, they may look like flies. You may not realize that they're actually doing a lot of your pollination. So one of the findings of our study was that the wild native bee species, of which there are, you know, thousands in the U.S., were actually doing similar amounts of pollination to the honeybees in many of the fields we studied. And these are pretty mainstream, like they were commercial. A lot of them were in very agriculturally intensive areas. So that was really exciting to see that the wild species are still out there.
Well, the thing that I think people are still wondering about, we've heard a lot in the last few years. You mentioned when you're talking about growing and stuff, whether you put enough of the right things on it to keep the weeds growing or whatever it is. There are people who say that Monsanto and their ilk are responsible for the death of billions of bees. All of the stuff that we are putting on our, trying to kill the bad bugs and that has resulted in killing the good bugs. So how much of that are we getting around or going around or addressing with trying to increase the bee population? How do we keep the bees away from harm?
Yeah, well, I think that's a really, really critical question. And it is definitely true that insecticides kill insects. There's just no way around that. I mean, bees are insects, and the insecticide use is going to reduce the bees that are in your crop field. So it's going to reduce.
So let me interrupt you for just a second. In some areas of the country, mosquitoes have been a big problem this year. I know I live in Massachusetts as well as California, and my farm is there, and there's been a lot of spraying for mosquitoes. When those sprays go out, are they going to kill the bees as well? Are they going to kill everything? Bees, flies, mosquitoes, everything?
Yeah, that's a great question. So mosquitoes are flies, of course. So if there's something specific to flies or in particular specific to aquatic larvae, which is often how mosquitoes are targeted, it would not necessarily hurt the bees. So BT, for example, is thought to be harmless to bees. So that's a good agent for mosquito control if you want to preserve your bees. But some insecticides are extremely toxic to bees. It really depends. And this is something farmers can do, is they can just look up online which are the insecticides or pesticides that are least harmful to bees and, you know, can choose from among the options, right? So neonicotinoids are very, very harmful to bees. Organophosphates are very harmful to bees, you know, things like malathion. But the neonicotinoids are being so widely used now, and they're not really toxic to mammals or other vertebrates. So, you know, there's a bit of a choice there that farmers have, right, about what they want to use.
Yeah. All right. I just want to keep people on their toes when it comes. Some people are still very supportive of using some of this stuff, and I think that it's very harmful, very dangerous, and certainly keeps us away from, I was talking about the organic world and what's in the organic world. Matter of fact, just a quick question before I pause with a continuing thought here. Are there any such thing as organic bees? Is there such a, are there bees that are cultivated to be organic? And would you use organic bees to pollinate? You know, one of the big things about Monsanto suing farmers and vice versa, you know, one side of the street has some Monsanto Roundup treated corn, the other side doesn't of the street, and yet the stuff goes back and forth, blows back and forth. Is it likely that we would have bees that are organic? I don't know enough about bees, so you're helping me understand the stuff from the ground up.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So the wild native species that are just, you know, they're living out in the environment, right? They're nesting on your farm. I don't know how you could call them organic or not. They certainly can, depending on where they forage, they can pick up pesticides and carry them, right? But honeybees, there definitely are, because a honeybee is a domesticated animal in the same sense that you could have an organic dairy farm or not. You could have an organic, you know, beekeeper methods that beekeeper uses, and then his or her bees would be considered organically raised or not. Okay. That definitely exists. Yeah.
All right. Helpful information. Dr. Rachel Winfrey is with us. We have a few more minutes with her. Website to check out the results of all this work on bees and pollinators is winfreelab.com. WINFREELAB. Winfrey. Lab.com. There are a lot of farmers this time of year who wake up every morning tired because they've spent long hours, sunrise to sunset, out in the farm, and they need a good night's rest, but they're not getting it. So my suggestion to you is that you get somebody, or you go yourself to MyPillow.com, check out the mattress topper, three unique layers on the mattress topper, including one that'll keep your body temperature regulated all through the night. So you're not hot and sweaty, nothing more. It's really lousy, isn't it? Wake up in a sweat? Who needs that? You don't want that. MyPillow mattress toppers are washable and dryable, just like the pillows. They're made here in America, and it's really convenient to put them on. There are four corner straps to hold your topper in place. So get your MyPillow mattress, get your MyPillow mattress topper, get your MyPillow sheets and pillows and pillowcases, and enjoy a wonderful night's rest. You deserve it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV. You won't have to pay for shipping. Lots of other great bargains, and they'll finance you. If you buy more than $200 worth of their products, they will finance you. All the cotton that's used also is grown by farmers in the USA. So everything about MyPillow is domestic. Everything about it will help you get a good night's rest. That's some advice from me, Doug Steffen, here on the American Family Farmer.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Back with Dr. Rachel Winfrey here. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer Show, talking about bees and pollination and this study that was done. How long did it take you to put all this information together, Dr. Winfrey, or is this something that's ongoing?
The project's completed now. It was probably about 5 years altogether. So this was a collaboration among over 20 universities, mostly land-grant universities, across the USA, and it was actually led by Dr. Rufus Isaacs at Michigan State University. It was several years of collecting the data, and then my lab's role was the data analysis and writing of the paper and sort of putting the whole thing together and interpreting our results.
So a good cross-section, 131 farms across the country. I'm not sure. I think I gave you short shrift when I said, what are we going to do? We found out how helpful and important bees are. So what are we going to do to increase their population and bring them back to what's the direct line, you know, connecting the dots to making sure we have enough honeybees, wild bees or whatever, to pollinate all of our crops?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing to point out is that some crops were much more pollination limited than others. So the ones that were the most pollination limited were the spring blooming fruit crops. So apple, blueberry, tart cherry, sweet cherry, they were the ones that the production would most increase if pollination were increased. And I think that the reason, I mean, we don't fully know the reason for that, but my thinking on that is that just because the weather in early spring is so variable, and if it's cold and rainy and windy, honeybees don't fly particularly well. The native bees, because they're adapted to that weather, a lot of the native bees that are flying in the early spring, they actually only fly in early spring. You know, that's their time of year.
All right. Now we only have a minute left. This may be a silly question. I have a bee. I have some beehives on my farm, and I've watched them. They all fly straight up. Why do they do that?
You know, I actually don't know the answer to that. But in terms of bringing bees back, there are two things you can do. You can just stock more honeybees. Or you can manage your farm in such a way that it's a place where the wild species can live. So that means using less insecticides that are very detoxic and leaving some natural or semi-natural habitat around your farm.
I think this is a lesson in consciousness, if nothing else. Thank you, Dr. Winfrey. Rachel Winfrey here from the Department of Ecology, Evolution, and Natural Resources at Rutgers University about this study focusing on bees and how necessary they are and how we improve their chances for helping us on our farms. Her website is winfreylab.com. Our website is AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder of our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one is a focus on how you can grow your food at home safely given the coronavirus. There are a lot of different people who have come up with some different ideas. We had a conversation with a fellow who had an eco-friendly insect repellent, which certainly is important if you're growing food for the first time. There are all kinds of bugs you'll find in your backyard, as farmers find them in their backyard, so to speak, all the time. But growing food, growing it safely, is something more of us ought to be doing, because it's a way for us to connect with the farmers, see what they're doing and how it's working. So check that out. Plus, there's a raft of ideas going back. The podcast, the American Family Farmer Show.com, with lots of great ideas for making your farm successful. And now this comment, thinking about food policy, farming, the labeling of food. There was, maybe some of you heard this story about the shipment of 36 million pounds of soybeans that were shipped from the Ukraine to Turkey and then to California a couple of years ago. And they were sold as organic, even though they had been fumigated with pesticides, not approved under the organic standard by any stretch of the imagination. But over in Ukraine and Turkey, anything can be labeled organic, so these people were basically getting away with murder. So as a result of that, a grain broker was sentenced to 10 years in prison for selling all of this fraudulent organic feed in the Midwest, and that was over a period of 4 or 5 years. But this isn't an isolated incident. Over the past 10 years or so, groups like the Organic Farmers Agency for Relationship Marketing and the Cornucopia Institute have tracked and analyzed massive shipments of grain from Russia, from Romania, from Turkey, bringing into the United States. And one wonders, it was certified organic, one wonders with all the grain that we're growing and selling overseas, why in the world are we selling our grain overseas and importing this stuff? What's wrong with this picture? A lot of questions as to whether countries that we're talking about here have any organic production acreage at all. Now, I think some of this stuff has been put to the test, and I think some of it, if not most of it, has been stopped when it comes to imports. But it begs the question about what we're doing here in our country. $50 billion, that's the amount of money that is spent every year for organic food. And yet, if we don't really know that the food is organic, why are we spending more money? That's my question. I have this question all. I've thought since the government got involved in this, it has become more fraudulent. Instead of having farmers and people related to food directly continue to monitor and more or less verify what's organic, instead, the government has its certification process, and, you know, everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, I've seen it in the dairy industry to the point where it's a joke. And a lot of the organic stuff we all know. Those of us who grow organic food and products, we're competing with people who are not, you know, the big producers. Once again, they can get away with stuff that the small producers can't get away with. And so now the organic regulations are being looked at again. There is a bill from the Organic Trade Association entitled The Strengthening Organic Enforcement Proposed Ruling, which would require all certified organic food companies to have a plan in place to prevent fraud in the supply chain. First of all, why would you buy anything organic? I go back to that question from overseas when we're growing this ourselves here. Is it easier? You know, you have to look at the reasoning behind all of this stuff. There's a lot of money to be made in buying stuff that comes from who knows where, and then hawking it over here as organic because organic present, you know, there's a premium. I know in dairy the premium is about 30%, so it's probably the same across the board or close to it. And so we're not tracing, we're not tracking any of this food. I think we should just stop all. That's my opinion is we stop all importation of all food that claims to be organic. That's where you start to fix the problem. But at any rate, we have more of a market for organic, and we're angering a lot of people, the pro-organic groups, National Organic Coalition, Organic Farmers Association knows that there's fraud up to the Mickey here, and it hasn't been resolved yet. So we look to government to fix that problem, let's hope. That's what I'm thinking on this week's American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.